You are now listening to the Gratitude Podcast, episode 92.
Who am I grateful for, either in my current life or in my past? Somebody that's transformed my life in some way, or somebody that I've never expressed gratitude to that I could. Because, right, aren't there so many people that have helped us in some way, and we just hold it inside, and it's weird that it would just live in our gratitude list instead of us taking a moment to say, hey, you were in my gratitude list today. I just want to let you know. And that's a really great gratitude hack, to take this practice to the next level, because we tend to keep it inside. And there's like another really great quote, I think it was William Murray or something, about, you know, if you like keeping, not expressing gratitude is like having a gift all wrapped up and you don't give it to somebody. It's like, oh gosh, it's such a sad image, but I think about that all the time.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, Georgian Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Today, we will have a premiere. It's a really different episode from the ones that we used to have, because we are in three different places. And still, we're able to do this, and we're able to have an interview. It's going to be interesting. I hope that this will all go beautifully. So my guests for today are Kimi Morton and Pua Pakele. And I hope that I pronounced the names right, but we will definitely find that out. They are co-founders of Best Life Ever, and they have a burning desire to help people fall in love with their businesses and their lives. And not just that, but gratitude is actually a huge part of Kimi and Pua's lives. And they think it's easy and fun to find gratitude in their exciting lives. And I'm really curious to explore that. And they really feel that gratitude had a really big impact in their lives. And I'm really curious to see what they did and how they did it. And also, they have another interesting thing going on called gratitude anxiety. Like, when they are thankful, they really want to express that and make sure that the other person knows how thankful they are. So this is pretty cool. Kimi, Pua, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Thank you for having us.
And you pronounced our names perfectly.
Awesome, yes. good. So firstly, I would like to thank you for being here. And to ask you, what does gratitude mean for you personally?
Wow. Well, we love the subject of gratitude, and it is present in our lives and has been present in even our business conversations since we began working with each other. And what started out as, you know, just looking for things to be grateful for as a way to create our best life ever, we really dove much deeper into the subject of gratitude as we endured the various challenges that come with entrepreneurship and living life. And we realized that this conversation about gratitude is not just about being grateful for the things that are easy to be grateful for, but also for the challenges, because those are, finding gratitude for the things that challenge us is actually how we create our best life ever. It's not just being grateful for the things that are easy to be grateful for. So it's something that we talk about and think about and really dive deep into in our own business. And we like to help our clients do the same.
Wonderful, wonderful. So a cool thing that our audience don't know about this interview is that it was a bit of a challenge to make it happen. And I'm really grateful that we managed to find a way to make it work. So yeah, this is something, like you said, like a challenge that that we can be grateful for, and the fact that it actually came together. So what I also forgot to ask you is, can you tell us a little bit more about what you are doing and what you are about from like a work perspective, not just the gratitude perspective that I have mentioned?
Yeah, for sure. So Kimi and I have a bit of an interesting story in terms of our business. And we actually met as fitness trainers. So we would go to the gym, coach people in a fitness class, and then work with them one-on-one and coach them through their health and fitness goals. And what we found was we kind of geeked out together on all of the things that contribute to our health beyond just physical fitness and eating more protein and, you know, having a great diet. We talked about, you know, sleep quality, stress levels, and we started to dig deep into this stuff. And we would talk to each other at the gym about, oh, you know, so-and-so was able to hack her sleep and now she's all of a sudden reaching all of her fitness goals. And so we really wanted a place to just sort of barf all the information that we were learning. So we started a podcast together, and at that time, that's all it was a podcast, really for us to just have a platform to share everything that we were learning so that we didn't forget about it so we could help other people to learn it and spread the word. So that's really how this started. And from that place, we actually, you know, we rebranded, we evolved what was just a podcast into a really beautiful business, and it's taken many different forms. We did, you know, personal one-on-one coaching that was more life coaching style. We did corporate productivity, time and energy coaching. And then finally this year, we've evolved into something that feels most aligned with our hearts and our mission. And so now we help to coach entrepreneurs or aspiring business owners to build online businesses that they can scale and help them to live their best life ever without actually working so hard that they hate their business, which is what we see a lot of entrepreneurs going through. And so we have an 8-week online course, and we share not only, you know, business strategies, but it's a lot of mindset. We definitely share about the power of gratitude. And as Kimi said, the road to, you know, owning a business and to being an entrepreneur is really, really fun, and can be really, really hard and really heartbreaking. And it's those times, of course, we all know, that make us stronger, that really give us I don't even know if there's a word for it, but like, you got to get through that. And then you're like, yes, I'm a awesome entrepreneur. So, you know, we teach about the power of gratitude, as Kimi said, to get you through to shift your mind in those very challenging times. And for us, we really believe gratitude is a muscle. And it's more than just being grateful for, you know, I'm so grateful that I have an iPhone and I have a computer, but it's more, I'm so grateful that my creditors allow me to continue to live with debt, right? It's like things like that, when you would normally be like, oh my God, I have so much debt. Now you're like, God, thank God I have a credit card, you know? So it's really a big part of our business and our service.
I can definitely relate. And there is a story about entrepreneurs meeting every once in a while. And there is this funny thing about the fact that at one point, one of them is like, hitting rock bottom, and the other one is like, yeah, I'm conquering the world and I'm unstoppable. And the next month, one of them is like conquering the world and being unstoppable, and the other one is like hitting rock bottom and thinking of quitting and not doing anything. So it can be quite a roller coaster, and I totally believe that gratitude can help ease those ups and downs quite a bit, and help with the foundation, with the emotional foundation, because I've explored emotional intelligence and this part as well, and I'm sure that you also know about not just the part regarding mindset, but also the emotions that come with entrepreneurship. And gratitude is really helpful with those as well. Like, I don't know what's your experience with this?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that it helps us not to label the things that we experience as good or bad, right? That's where our misery comes from typically, is that we feel like, oh, this thing, I have no money, so that must be bad and I'm sad. Okay, oh, now I have clients and so that I must be happy. And so it becomes this very unstable, confusing way to live and heartbreaking, because we are then... our happiness becomes externally driven instead of internally. And so what gratitude can do, it's such a powerful thing. It alchemizes all of it, right? It transforms our experiences into good or bad, no matter what, or good no matter what. So there's always an opportunity to find the blessing in whatever is happening to us. And so it's completely transformative, and something that I don't think we'd be standing here today if we didn't have a regular gratitude practice in our business as well as in our personal lives. So Pua and I, we, from the beginning of our working together, we've made it a point each week to come together and connect and do a little weekly planning. And in that weekly planning process is reflecting on, okay, what can we be grateful for in our business, in our life? Who can we express our gratitude for? And it's been this very powerful touchstone to have in our business and in our life. And we also do that on a weekly basis for ourselves as individuals. So we do it separately and then as a business, as well as a daily gratitude practice. And I think what we've really discovered over the years is that it's not just an extra fluffy thing that to fit in if you can. It is vital to our wellness, to our emotional balance, as you said, and just for, just figuring out how we're going to make the most of every single day.
Exactly. And when you were talking, I was thinking and feeling while listening that it's actually bringing emotional richness to the experience. And another thing is that when you're doing this, and in my experience as well, you also see the opportunities, you see the things that are going great, and you see the possible opportunities, the possible resources that you have around, instead of just focusing on the problems, because entrepreneurs are usually problem solvers. And in order for you to solve the problems, you have to look for the problems, or let the problems come to you and just like put out fires all day long. And that can be, even though some people might be like really successful and rich and stuff, if they're doing that all day and they don't balance this out with gratitude, actually appreciating the process, for me, that's not success. Like, without the emotional richness that gratitude can bring, it's like just work, hustle, but without actually the depth somehow. Like, what's your view on this?
Absolutely. Gratitude allows you to celebrate all things, right? And that's so important to us. Someone in a recent interview asked us what our definition of success was. And this question kind of threw us through a loop, because we really believe that it's not a matter of defining success and achieving whatever that definition is, because that means that failure is the negative, right? There's success is the positive, failure is the negative. When through gratitude and through building the muscle of celebration, no matter what, failure and success are part of the journey, and they are both worth celebrating. Right. And so even when you have those perceived failures, or things don't go your way, or, whatever the challenge is, if you can celebrate it and be grateful for all of the ways that it served you, and quite frankly, the ways that it didn't serve you, right? Like, there's gratitude in everything. And if you can find it. And the thing about this is, some days creating a list of five things to be grateful for is so easy, right? If you like, you have so much to celebrate. You're grateful for so many things. And some days it's so hard. You just sit there with a blank sheet of paper in front of you and you're like, God, what's wrong with me? Do I have nothing to be grateful for today? And it's those days that I feel like this practice is like life-changing, because it's those days that without recognizing things that you're grateful for and without celebrating the things that you would normally not, you would get lost in a pit of depression. I guarantee it. And we're human. It happens. But this is almost like one of those, it's like a life hack almost, where you don't let yourself feel crappy feel bad for long enough that your life stops moving forward, right? Or moving in any direction. I think I don't know where I went with that, but I hope it answered your question.
Yeah, it definitely did. And I think you went in a really good direction. And I was actually going to ask just that. But I am also curious if I totally agree in those moments, having a practice, having a habit of this kind is like life-changing and life-altering. But I'm also curious, like, I know in my experience at least, and I think you know about this as well, that, for instance, negative emotions that we have, we can get them out through sport, like through actual movement of our bodies. And usually when we get them out, like we make place for gratitude and for other positive feelings. This has been my experience. And I wanted to ask you, what's your perspective on this and what's your experience with this?
Yes, for sure. Well, I think anything that creates sort of a pattern interrupt can really help us. So movement is great for that, or even just getting outside, changing your scenery, because we get stuck in the loop in our head and in our body. So physically changing where we are, how we're moving can be really powerful. And then the other piece of exercise that works really well, definitely for my personality, is the way that it just gets you into the present moment. So Pua and I, we do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu as our sport of choice. And it's so good for me because there is no way that you can't be fully present in the moment. If you are, you're in trouble. And so sometimes even for me, walking or running, like I can still be in my head, anything that's repetitive like that. And so having a physical martial art that we're doing it's super fun. For us, we love it. We think it's hilarious that as much as we hug each other and work on our beautiful business together, we also wrestle each other and fight.
she damn it, do you see this?
Oh my God.
Yeah. I thought it was food. It's a scab.
Oh my God.
But it's so beautiful because we just need to get out of our heads. We really do. If the world would just take, 5 minutes a day to get out of their heads and get back into their heart through deep breathing, through, any type of movement, my gosh, wouldn't this world be a totally different place if we would just commit to more time in our heart and less time in our head? Nothing, spending too much time there, just nothing good comes of it.
I totally agree. And I had that experience as well. Like when you're like really in the present moment and really like being aware of everything that's happening. Another interesting thing happens usually to me when I do that, I get all kinds of good ideas. Like, if I, for instance, like if the several hours before that I'm thinking of, how can I do this? How can I do that? In those moments, like they're all coming, like it's so interesting. So yeah, definitely. And you get the fresh perspective, and that's quite important. And of course, the part about being more in our hearts and less in our heads is like extremely important, because most of the things that we're grateful for actually happen in our heart, rather than in our mind. Like we think about people, we think about experiences that we had, I don't know, walks in nature or things of this kind, and they're not too much related to the mind and the brain. And I think it's a really great point. But what I also wanted to ask you is, how did you discover gratitude? Like, what happened when you first felt the feeling of gratitude?
Well, it's been something that Kimi and I have practiced together pretty much since our business and our partnership started. But what really actually got me in a regular routine was a friend of ours, Shannon Algio, created this group called 100 Days of Gratitude, something about a unicorn.
All unicorns welcome.
Yeah. 100 Days of Gratitude, all unicorns welcome. And I actually think Kimi is still active in that group, but basically it was I now just kind of do it on my own, but it was a challenge, right? So you join this group where you have all these people around you holding you accountable and encouraging you and supporting you and commenting on your gratitude posts. And it was fun. It was positive. It was supportive. It was really real. People had really, really intense lists of gratitude, and the support there, the community around this practice was really strong. So that's what got me into creating a very regular gratitude routine. And I actually, in thinking about doing this interview this morning, I was like, should I share this? And you know, it might be TMI, but I'm going to share it anyway. So you know what I'm going to say. So Kimi and I also have studied habit formation, and something that, you know, many experts recommend is that when you're creating a new habit, it's useful to link it to something that you already do regularly, right?
Yeah.
So to make sure that I always do my gratitude lists in the morning, I do them in the bathroom every morning.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It's something that we definitely do. And true. I think this is actually a really good tip. Like, you don't have to do it like everyone and do think that, I don't know, you have to do it in a certain way, or I don't know. It can be in your own way whenever it makes sense for you. And of course, like Pua just said, link it to something that you do every day, and especially in the morning or at night. I think this is actually really good. And thank you for sharing it. It's a really good idea. I'm also like creating in my head this idea of a support group for the gratitude seekers to be held accountable and things of that nature. But this is just something that I'm working on that I haven't spoken about too much. So
it's out there now.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. there's no going back now.
Exactly.
So I'm sure that, or I'm thinking that you haven't been grateful like since you were younger, and you might not have known about this practice. What would you tell your younger self like 10 years ago or 20 years ago when you may not have been this grateful? What would you tell them about gratitude?
Well, it would be interesting, wouldn't it, to have seen how the things that were challenging our younger self actually turned into probably some of the greatest things that they couldn't see from that vantage point, right? So I think that it's Pua and I, we often will reflect on the things that we used to struggle with that we thought were so terrible at the time. And thank goodness those things didn't work out the way we wanted them to, because look at all the magic that's happened because it didn't work out the way our limited brain and ego saw things from that perspective. So I think my younger self might be really irritated and annoyed if I tried to say something like that to them, but I would try. And I would say, I know this sucks right now, but don't worry, you're going to be grateful later. And anything that you can do to find gratitude in this moment and really, because, you know, it's like, I always think of that really powerful, I forget who said it, but there's a powerful quote about gratitude, something about how, you know, the things that are frustrating us or challenging us right now, the things that we're taking for granted, somebody else is praying for, right? So our problems, a lot of times they would be a luxury to somebody else. And I think we need to remember that and keep that perspective, that the things that feel so big to our ego are actually, yeah, they're kind of luxuries in our life. So I do my best, but I don't know. I think I'd be pretty irritating to my younger self.
I really appreciate the honesty. And one thing that I think it's quite important that you mentioned is the fact that other people might only be able to dream about these things, and other people might actually be us like 1 year, 2 years, or 5 years ago. You know, like things that we are living today were just dreams like a few months ago, years ago. And it's quite interesting how we get used to them. And if we don't have this kind of practice, this kind of habit, they can just pass us by. Like they can just go, and we are just in them, and we just don't see them. And we're like on for the next goal, on for the other part of our life that we are looking forward to. And I actually had an episode about this. This is the time of our life. Like, yeah. For everyone listening, this is it, and this is the best time of our life, and we're not getting any younger. And even though there are some amazing experiences in front of us, and maybe some amazing experiences like in our past, this is the most amazing time to be here and now, to be present, to be alive. And I think, yeah, this is a really important reminder for us all that the life we're living right now was just a dream once, and we are now living it actually, and it's really beautiful to experience it and to acknowledge it. Like, for instance, we sometimes are living that dream, and only when we realize it, we get to feel grateful. And it's so interesting. Like, I've tested it out in my life, and I was amazed, like, oh my god, I'm actually living it. It's quite amazing. Okay, I've talked quite a lot.
So beautifully said. I just want to like high five you and hug you.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes.
So I thought it was important because you mentioned this part about some people only being able to dream about the life that we have right now, and those people might actually be us, and that's an interesting perspective to have. So we are nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to ask you, like both of you individually, what and who are you grateful for right now in your lives?
Oh my gosh, I should just send you my gratitude journal. It's basically like my book about Kimi. That's what I should call it. Every day, this girl is so amazing, and she is like all over the place in my gratitude journal. And actually, gratitude anxiety was something that we started together. So, okay, I'll back up. We haven't in a while actually, a weekly planning thing for our business and for our lives together. Kimi mentioned this earlier, and part of it is sharing things that we're grateful for. So it's basically a series of questions, right? You know, what can we celebrate from last week? What are we working on this week? Blah, blah, blah. One of the questions is, what are we grateful for? Who are we grateful for this week? And how will we share that gratitude? And every week, I was like, I'm grateful for you. Kimmy's like, I'm grateful for you. And so finally we just had to like put it in the question, who are you grateful for this week besides each other? Because it was like, we're like, okay, it's a given. We're grateful for each other. But oh my gosh, all day, every day, Kimmy. And lately, like my boyfriend who has supported me and this vision that we've had and our business financially, emotionally, physically, spiritually, like those two are just always, always, always right at the very top. And then our tribe, like, I feel like those three over and over again, our Best Life Ever tribe is like the coolest, most amazing, magical group of people that I have ever met in my life. And they are just on a mission to change the world and make this world so beautiful. And I'm so grateful to know all of them. So
beautiful. Well, I love it. I love it.
That was definitely my answer. Yes. Oh, wow. Yeah, I agree. Everything Pua just said. Every day when I do my gratitude practice, I love thinking about it in terms of, I mean, I've been in that gratitude group that Pua talked about for 100+ days. I think I'm actually on like 267 or something, my goal. Uh-huh. I like setting little goals for myself. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to do 1 year of gratitude journaling in the morning and just see what happens. And it's fun too, because you have this record, as you said. So here I'll be able to look one year ago, what was I grateful for and what am I grateful for now? So anyway, I'm just kind of geeking out on that process a little bit. When I sit down and I do my gratitude journaling, I like to think about it in terms of who, what, when, where, if I'm having any trouble thinking about it, right? So who am I grateful for either in my current life or in my past, somebody that's transformed my life in some way, or somebody that I've never expressed gratitude to that I could. Because, right, aren't there so many people that have helped us in some way and we just hold it inside, and it's weird that it would just live in our gratitude list instead of us taking a moment to say, hey, you were in my gratitude list today. I just want to let you know. And that's a really great gratitude hack, to take this practice to the next level, because we tend to keep it inside. And there's like another really great quote, I think it was William Murray or something, about, you know, if you like keeping, not expressing gratitude is like having a gift all wrapped up and you don't give it to somebody. It's like, oh gosh, it's such a sad image, but I think about that all the time. But yeah, and so I think about the who, the people in my life so much. And then always recurring themes are the furry friends in my life. So the animals and all, it's like animals are just unconditional love, right? Family, of course. But I also like to think about the little things, the little conveniences. And I think with gratitude, as you get into a daily practice, the more specific that you are, the more expansive it becomes, because you start, it rewires your brain. So you're out in the world and you're looking at all these little things that are miraculous as well as the big things. So yeah, be specific in your practice.
I love it. I love it. It's really what the scientists have found as well. Like the fact that the more specific we are and the more feeling we put into it, the better our results are and the better the feeling is. And I also love this idea. Like I've never heard it in like 90 episodes, interviews that I did, to actually let the people know that they are on your gratitude journal in that day. I think this is like really simple to do, and it doesn't take a long time. Like you don't have to actually make a declaration to write quite a lot, but I'm thinking about how it would be to receive something like that. Like, you've been in my gratitude list today. Oh, how amazing. You're thinking about me. This is really beautiful. And we really like knowing that. And yeah, I think this is a really good hack and I totally recommend it. And I'm going to try it out as well and see how it goes. And I'm also looking at how easy it is to implement, like with habits, if it's like too complicated, either I won't do it or in general people won't do it. It's like, oh my God, so many steps. But this is actually really simple, and I think that it's such a great tip to implement. Okay, so we are actually almost at the end, and I wanted to ask you, where can our audience find you? Where can our audience see your work?
Yeah, so you can hop on over to bestlifeever.buzz. That's our website. That's where you can find all the things. We have a really fun free download. It's 5 secrets to building an online business. And it's really fun. And we're actually going through each of the 5 secrets in our podcast. So we also have a podcast. You can search Best Life Ever on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts as well. And we have 5 episodes. They're not sequential. We have some interviews peppered in between, but we're going through each of the 5 secrets in our podcast. So it's been a really fun journey to go through that. So grab the download and subscribe to our podcast. That would be really awesome. And we just love to talk to people. We love to hear from people. So, and our contact info is on our website, and definitely just reach out to us. We also have a free Facebook group, our tribe on Facebook, and you can find us at bit.ly/BLE tribe. And you just introduce yourself there and connect with us. It's kind of our favorite thing ever. It's like our favorite hangout spot. So yeah, you can find us there.
Awesome. I love the energy, and I love how fun you make everything, like the dot buzz. I don't think I've ever heard someone have a website that's like dot buzz. It's quite cool. So
yeah, because really we were so grateful that bestlifeever.com was already taken.
Yeah,
we're grateful for the challenge. Look what it created for us.
Exactly. People will definitely remember this much more than typical.com, most probably. Okay, so what would a closing thought be from you? Like, what would you want our audience to remember from your experience with gratitude?
Well, I think you nailed it. I think it's if we can all take our gratitude to the next level by simply expressing it, I think that could literally change the world. And it is something really easy to implement habit, and it might take a little bit of practice just like anything else, but maybe find an accountability buddy that you can say, okay, today let's do our gratitude practice, and then let's that's what Pua does for me, right? We talk every week and we say, how can we express our gratitude to the people that have supported us, that are lighting up our hearts? And so find a buddy that you can do that with, and it can help make that habit stick.
Awesome. I think this is great advice, and I am really happy to have had this time with you. Great energy, lots of gratitude. And just thank you for spending this time with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to our weekly podcast. Help us reach our goal of inspiring 100,000 people by sharing this podcast with your loved ones, with your Facebook friends. And if you loved this episode, please write a review on iTunes.